Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Childhood friends Lucy Bradlow and Bronwyn Bock have this week announced they're running as one candidate for MP of the Melbourne electoral division Higgins. They're proposing a job share, working 1 week on, 1 week off. What do you think? In 2015, two Green Party candidates in the UK also attempted to run on a job sharing platform, and their attempt was ultimately blocked by the High Court. But this looks like it's the first time it's been tried in Australia. Bronwyn Bock and Lucy Bradlow join me now. And first question, Bronwyn, is this legal in Australia?
Yes, Jesse, we're getting legal advice from a constitutional expert. Her name is Kim Rubenstein, and it is her view that there is nothing in Australian law that prevents two people running on one ticket.
Ha, interesting. So it's legal, or it's not illegal. It's not specifically banned, which should mean that it's okay to do, right?
That's a good way to phrase it, Jesse. And I mean, what's going to happen is different people might have different opinions. Kim is an expert on this, and so we feel really lucky to be working with her. But if the process continues through to the High Court, it'll be a matter for them to make the decision. It won't be a matter for different interpretations of the legal documentation in Australia. But we feel optimistic. We've invested 18 months of time before now in this project, and we wouldn't have done that if we didn't think that this was something that's possible to do. And we're very strongly of the belief that Parliament should be like any other workplace, where flexible work and job sharing is possible.
Lucy, is there any difference between, and I won't stay for too long on the law, but is there any difference between the legal situation in Australia and the one in the UK, where ultimately that attempt was blocked by the High Court?
Yes, definitely. Good point. The two women that tried in the UK were blocked in their Supreme Court because in their Electoral Act, it does specify that a Member of Parliament has to be a single member. So it was decided that the UK Parliament would have to make that change. There's no such provisions in our Electoral Act. Plus, we have a constitution. So it is a different legal system there.
Lucy, why do you want to do it? Why is this worth fighting for?
Look, I think that, you know, politics is changing, and the type of people that are going into putting their hand up to be a Member of Parliament is not. And I think it's really important that the people that are representing us actually look like us and reflect the lives of modern Australians. And we're not going to get that unless we change the way that the workplace is. And so many people don't want to go into a position that is a 24/7 job. You have to be available all the time. You have to be willing to travel to Canberra 22 weeks of the year. And that's just not reflective of the way that most Australians live their lives.
Yeah, I should say that we scheduled this call today a little later than we planned because one or both of you had school drop-offs. That's a big part of my life as well, working meetings around school drop-offs. That's normal, right? That it's not normal to have a job where the job comes first no matter what.
Yeah, that's right, Jesse. I'm a mum of three small children, and it's really important to me to both spend time with them and really deeply invest in my career. I'm deeply passionate about the community and service, and that's a big part of what I want to do. But in order to make me willing to do this, job sharing is a great solution because it's not a part-time role being an MP, but together, Lucy and I can bring in a whole new crop of people into Parliament that are currently excluded. And it's not just for parents. It's also for people who might be caring for an elderly relative, or perhaps someone has a disability or lives in a regional or rural community and isn't able to commit to working full time.
Would you go that far, Bronwyn? Would you say that this is a job that you wouldn't be able to do unless you had someone you were job sharing with?
Yes, absolutely. I would not be willing to travel to Canberra for 22 weeks a year and leave my three small children if I wasn't job sharing this role with Lucy.
And I think, Jesse, it's also about being able to do it really well. You know, I'm sure there's plenty of politicians that go in and do the job in a full-time capacity, but don't do it, don't give it their all, don't give it 100%. But we want to be able to, when we're working, really be the best possible representative for our electorate that we can be. And we can only do that if we're doing it 1 week on, 1 week off, because we know then that we'll have the energy, drive, commitment and space in our lives to be able to do that.
The benefit it brings is
real as well, Jesse, because Lucy and I together bring two sets of skills and experience. I mean, I've got a corporate governance and investment banking background. Lucy has a very different background in political communications and all sorts of political adjacent roles. And it means that together we are more than one person can be in themselves. So, you know, there are a lot of benefits that people turn their mind to when they think about job sharing as well.
I was trying to think of the best argument against the idea, and I wonder if it's accountability, that we've sort of based the system on one politician being accountable for what they do, and perhaps it gets a little tricky if there's two of you who we point the finger at, or if we want to vote one of you out and keep the other one. You know, it gets a little fuzzier.
It's so interesting you say that, Jesse, because the way we propose to do our job share is to work week on, week off, with a handover at the end of each week. So there is, for all intents and purposes, just one member for Higgins with one laptop, one phone, one email. So it essentially has an inbuilt accountability mechanism. There will always be someone who can see everything I'm doing and everything Lucy is doing. So we will be even more held to a high standard than one person is. And, you know, integrity in Parliament is something we feel deeply about. It's one of our policy areas, and we believe that, you know, that we should only be there to serve our constituents and not any vested interests. So we strongly believe there's an inbuilt accountability mechanism in job sharing.
And what if you get a conscience vote, Lucy, and you feel differently to Bronwyn on the issue, and you can't agree on which way you're going to vote on it?
Well, I think it's important to say that we wouldn't be doing this together unless we had fundamentally the same core beliefs and values.
Yeah.
So we don't foresee an issue where there's a conscience vote that we would disagree on. But I'm sure there'll be disagreements on policy issues that come up. And as we come up to those policy issues, we'll discuss them, debate them, get advice from experts, consult with our community, and come up to a really well-considered answer. And I think that's much better for our electorate, again, to know that the issues that we are going to be voting on are really carefully considered and decided in the best interests of the electorate. Whereas at the moment, their representative is deciding the issues based on what the party tells her to decide the issues on.
You're talking about consensus, which will appeal to a lot of people. What has been the reaction of your potential constituents, the people who you want to vote for you?
We've been holding kitchen table conversations over the last 9 months where we get small groups of people from the community together to hear their views on what they enjoy about living in the community and what qualities they want to see in politicians and what issues keep them up at night. And it's really interesting because they also have questions about job sharing. They want to know, how is it going to work? And we can explain these things to them, as we have with you today. And then they get their heads around it, and all of a sudden their mind goes to, actually, there are so many benefits of job sharing. There's going to be two sets of skills, two sets of experience, more energy representing me. And people are really interested and engaged.
Look, you make a great case. It's going to be really interesting to see it play out. And for now, I don't know if I could say this to a New Zealand politician, but I wish you good luck from New Zealand.
Thank you,
and thanks very much for taking the time out to chat to us about it today.
No problem. Have a good day, Jesse. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.